When you have a sukkah sim in Tufresh Lamed Zion Sif Gimel. Talking about a sukkah gezula, a stolen sukkah. The Mechaber says sukkah gezula kshera. A sukkah gezula is kshera. Shabua tells us we have to read this carefully. It doesn't mean to say that a sukkah, stolen sukkah, is okay. What it means to say is that the following case of a stolen sukkah would be okay. Case said, Im takava chaver leitzia misukasei vegazla. Someone grabs his friend, pulls him out of the sukkah, and he steals it like that. V'yashav b'yotza. So why is he indeed yotza in this case? She'ena karka nigzelus, because the land underneath has not become stolen. The rule is that karka cannot be stolen. The Ramah says, Miu l'chachil yishiv adam b'sukkah s'chaveir shalem yidaita. L'chachil definitely should not sit in his friend's sukkah without his permission. Kolshkein. And died to the gods, all the more so if he's really intending to steal from him. And also the chachila, one should not make it in his friend's property, make a sukkah in his friend's property without permission. Nor should he make it in karka which belongs to the rabbin. B'di'evin yatza, b'di'evin he would be yatza. Mr. Bru over here talks about the minig that many have of making the sukkah in Rishus HaRabim. And he talks about that this is a problem, should be a problem, because even though Yisraelim would be Michael, the person, in order to allow him to fill his mitzvah, but the non-Jews have a chelik also, and therefore they're not Michael, and therefore it should be problematic. And the Magen Avraham says further, Mishnah brings that even if it's going to be kosher b'di'evit, even though it's kosher b'di'evit, but one should make a bracha because it's a bracha l'atala. So Mishnah discusses this further, whether it's indeed a bracha l'atala, and brings different shittas about whether one would be allowed to make that bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says further that if there's a person has rishus from the government to go ahead to make erevin, to make sukkahs, so then it wouldn't be a problem and it wouldn't be an issue because he does have rishus to do it. The Ramah continues. Le'yitzu Yisrael aschach ba'atzma. V'chein le'yitzu Yisrael aschach ba'atzma. The Yisraelim should not cut the schach themselves. Ele yiknu oisam ma'ev t'kechavim. But rather they should buy the schach from the non-Jews and let them do the cutting. They call gezel in oisim imenu sukkah l'chachila, because the chachila one may not use something which is stolen to make a sukkah. And we have to assume that the schach was stolen. V'im gezel eitzim v'asim imenu sukkah. Now let's say he stole wood and he used it to make a sukkah. Ava pishal echibron v'leshina mayam klum. So even though he never attached it, he didn't make any physical change in the wood. Yatza. He fulfills his obligation of sukkah because it's takanas racham shein lebala eitzim or dem eitzim bilvad. Because it's a takana of the racham that you're not mechuyev to return the actual wood, but you're just mechuyev to return the money. And the racham made this takana so that a person should not hesitate to do tshuva. If a person, for example, built wood into his house, he shouldn't feel he has to dismantle his house. And in order to make it easier for him to do tshuva, they said he just has to return the money. So then, therefore, in this case, over here by sukkah, he would be yaitza with the sukkah which was built with the stolen wood. Avom gazel sukkah asuya b'reisha sfina, or b'reisha agala. But let's say he stole an actual sukkah, which was on a boat or on a wagon, the yashaba, and then he uses that sukkah. He sits in that sukkah. Layatza, then he would not be yotza. The Ramah says, "V'udin and Ruvain bana sukkah b'karka Shimon." Let's say Ruvain built a sukkah on Shimon's land. For Shimon takaf his Ruvain, the gadol sukkasei abnuya b'karka shalay. And Shimon, this time, throws out Ruvain and takes the sukkah which was built in his land. Layatza, so then Shimon is not yotza his chiyuv. V'ain kan takanas hashavim. And over here, the Chum did not make that special takana to protect the person who would want to do tshuva. So over here, the person who grabbed the sukkah was not the one who built it, and he didn't work on it, and he didn't spend anything on it. And therefore, since there's no takana, so then he would not be yaitza the sukkah in that case.